Here's what you missed on your federal benefits today with Brent Ford.
The concept that was sold to a lot of the, you know, baby boom population back in the 60s and 70s was you work, you're going to be rich, and then you retire and you're going to be poor, so your taxes at least are going to go down. Kind of the founding principle on tax-qualified investment savings that were built in the 1980s. What I end up seeing with a lot of the clients that I work with, and obviously, as our listeners know, I spend most of my time working within the federal government. What we end up seeing in that group or that populace is that their income doesn't change a whole lot from when they're working to when they retire. Sometimes, and in some cases, they're making more. So in the circumstance that you're talking about, Jessica, with losing tax deductions, what we end up finding within that space is now net incomes are going up. Gross incomes aren't changing enough really to drop you into a different tax bracket. And then you lose all of those beneficial deductions that you had that were kind of influencing that overall adjusted gross. So I do understand where Forbes is coming from here. And I do think that this is a reality for most of the people that are out there. I think you need to plan that your tax bracket's not going to change a whole lot in retirement because you're still making money. So I had someone tell me a long time ago when I was very early out of college, paying taxes isn't a bad thing. It means that you're doing well. But we all want to pay the most appropriate amount of taxes for our own individual situation. I don't think anyone wants to pay any more than they're supposed to, and nobody wants to pay any less than they're supposed to. I think the goal for everybody is to pay the exact correct amount of taxes. And for most people, I think when you hit your retirement, you're going to be faced with a scenario that you're going to be still paying taxes on a majority of your Social Security, and you're still going to be paying taxes on almost every bucket of money that you take. So it's important to adopt tax saving strategies while you're working and try to convert as much money as possible to those tax saving strategies as you approach retirement. And I think if you can do that, it at least gives you a leg up long term to be able to defer or defray some taxes to the future if you have to pay them.
Don't miss your federal benefits today with Brent Ford every Saturday morning at 7:30 on News Talk WMEQ.